is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Hundreds of activists, faith leaders, academics, and reporters gathered in front of the courthouse on Tuesday morning in Pasadena, California, where this program is produced. They were there to show support and cover the story of Jasmine Richards, the 28-year-old leader of the Pasadena chapter of Black Lives Matter. Richards was convicted last week of the controversial charge of attempted felony lynching, which has since been renamed. She faced a sentence of up to 4 years. Dozens of people wrote to Judge Elaine Liu asking for leniency and time served. As of this recording, nearly 80,000 people signed a petition on colorofchange.org asking Richards to be freed. I was able to enter the very small courtroom, and Judge Liu, who started out saying that she was considering probation, decided after hearing the prosecutor's statement to sentence Richards to 90 days in county jail minus time served, 3 years of probation, and 52 courses in anger management. Well, the Rising Up crew was at the courthouse on Tuesday morning, the same day as the California primary, and today we bring you a special report about this national story.
My name is Colton Jones, and I'm here because we are constantly trying to be dissuaded from organizing, dissuaded from rising up against corruption, against police brutality, against injustices. And I'm here because we are the difference, we are the change, and being here in support is really important to me. So.
My name is Shira Barless, and I'm here because, as Jasmine said, this is a movement, not a moment, and we need to continuously show up and continuously show up in numbers and together, because if we don't, then they're just going to keep thinking that they can keep doing this, these unlawful and unjust things. And I'm here to free Jasmine.
My name is Gregory Crowboyd, and I'm here because I believe we're living in a period of anti-blackness. I'm black, I'm religious, I'm a Unitarian Universalist, and I believe that the best way to continue to fight for justice is to faithfully and prayerfully show up each and every time, to show up to be black and to be black in public, boldly and religiously and faithfully.
Father, we bring before you the American injustice system.
That's it. Yeah.
A system which allows Brock Turner, a swimmer at Stanford University, come on somebody, who was convicted of rape, and the time that he was supposed to get, or the most time he could get, was 20 years. The prosecutor recommended 6 years. The judge gave him 6 months. The injustice system that would send Jasmine, or attempt to send Jasmine to jail for 4 years for attempted lynching.
Good morning. Thank you everyone for coming out. You see that we are here with hundreds and hundreds of people to free Jasmine. We know that Jasmine Abdullah, aka Jasmine Richards, has been convicted of felony attempted lynching. We are here for the sentencing hearing. And so my name is Malina Abdullah with Black Lives Matter. So the conviction of Jasmine Richards, who chooses the name Jasmine Abdullah, is not just a conviction of Jasmine Abdullah, or Jasmine Richards. It's a conviction, it's a statement about how the government, how the state is coming after those who dare to protest state-sanctioned violence. And so it's really a conviction against all of us who are standing up and demanding freedom. And it's not just Pasadena, it is national. I'd like to bring up as our first speaker the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, Patrice Cullors.
Jasmine reps this neighborhood every single day when she's on the outside in her parks, in her community, like a real organizer should. We live in a country that denies black people our democratic rights. We live in a country that denies people, black people, our ability to actually be citizens who civically engage in our community. We live in a country every single day that says black people don't show up for yourself. What Jasmine Abdullah did was show up for herself like so many other organizers have done across the country, and I would argue across the world.
Yes.
Black Lives Matter is a call to action. It is a cry for urgency. Black people are dying every single day. And Jasmine Abdullah had the nerve to say enough is enough. And now she is behind bars because of it. So today, this prayer is that Jasmine is set free and that all other political prisoners, black people in particular, are set free from the bondage of the US jail system. Thank you very much.
Let her go, let her go, let her go.
My name is Michael Williams, as you heard, with Black Lives Matter Pasadena, and today we hold the ground for Jasmine right now. I'm standing in the place of Jasmine where Jasmine usually would be. I'm not the person to be up here and talking, but I want to be here talking because it's important that to let the city of Pasadena know that people care about Jasmine, that Jasmine is not a nuisance here, that Jasmine is not a person who is causing damage to this community. She's causing people to come out. She's awoken people. She's awoken city of Pasadena. She's gave people hope and desire to change their community. If it wasn't for Jasmine, we wouldn't have the impact. We wouldn't have the changes here in Pasadena that we've had over the last couple of years. She's been active in fighting for Kendrick McDay. She's been active in fighting for Rakeisha Wilson. She's been active in fighting for the people of Northwest Pasadena. She's been active in fighting for all people of Pasadena. And we make sure that she is not or held in jail. It would be a detriment to our community. It would be a detriment to our people. It would not be justice. It would be disjustice. It would be dishonest. It would be it would be unfair for her to sit in jail while her community needs her.
Yes. Yes.
We also want to let the Pasadena police know that by arresting her, by charging her, by convicting her, you have lost.
Yes.
You have lost.
Yes.
You have lost the ground that you had. You have empowered people who weren't empowered.
Yes.
You have allowed people to who didn't believe that they could make a difference know that they can. You have shown the oppression and you have shown the bias that you have had over the years that Pasadena and Northwest. You have showed it and you have embodied it in your treatment and your persecution of Jasmine Abdullah. You have done yourselves a disservice.
That's right.
And you have made yourself look feeble and weak in the eyes of the public. Pasadena police will be known at like Ferguson police, like Baltimore police. They will be looked at in the annals of history as one of the most unjust and racist systems in this country. You have made yourself look ridiculous in the eyes of the people. And we just want you to know that no matter what happens today, that you have lost and you have not won anything. If she goes to jail for 4 years or 2 days, you have lost. And there's no, it's empowering people, and that we will move forward and stronger as a people to fight for the justice that we demand. Free Jasmine Abdullah.
So we're bringing up Sheila Hines, who is the aunt of Waukesha Wilson. We know that Waukesha Wilson was killed in LAPD Metropolitan Detention Center. Jasmine Abdullah, AKA Jasmine Richards, was fighting for justice for Waukesha Wilson. That was the latest thing that she was engaged in at the time of her arrest.
I'm here in support of Jasmine Abdullah. She has been a voice for my family when we were unable to speak. She's been at the commission office every Tuesday on behalf of my family. She spoke at Waukesha's funeral. She's been a great force in our lives, helping us, supporting us, speaking out, speeches, protesting, because my niece was killed in the hands of LAPD. And to jail her for protesting and speaking out for what's right, it's wrong, it's their wrong.
That's right.
And I'm here to stand up and they're not gonna just stop, because if she does do any jail time, it's not gonna stop, it's not gonna end. We are gonna push forward more than ever. Because one thing, these police officers, these judges, everyone needs to be accountable for every wrongdoing that they are doing right now today. A lot of black people are losing their lives senseless, and they think they're going to get away with it. But I'm here to say, I'm going to stand my ground just as Jasmine did.
That's right.
And I love her work. She's been outstanding. And if it weren't for her speaking on behalf of my family, we wouldn't have a voice, because she was there. She was there helping us. She was there speaking. She was there, you know, doing everything she know how. And it's just wrong. She should not be in jail. She should not be in jail. Not one day already is too long.
Yes.
And she needs to be released today.
Yes.
She needs to be released today.
Yes.
So she can continue the good work that she is doing out here for the community. Thank you.
So I'm Betty Hung from Asian Americans Advancing Justice Los Angeles. We are the nation's largest civil rights organization advocating for Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, Pacific Islanders, and all communities. We are here today to demand justice for Jasmine Richards.
Yeah. Yes.
This conviction, the conviction of Jasmine for attempted lynching, is a travesty of injustice.
Yes.
It is a perversion of a law that was intended to protect people from lynching, but instead this is a modern day lynching of Jasmine Richards. If anything, especially on today, the day that people are voting, the day that we are supposed to realize the ideals and the promise of democracy, we demand justice for Jasmine, because if anything, Black Lives Matter represents the best democratic ideals of this country. We know that this country is not equal. It is not fully just. That Black lives have not been treated with the dignity and respect that Black communities deserve.
That's right.
And so we are here as Asian Americans across the nation watching. Pasadena, everyone across the country is watching today to see whether there really will be justice for Jasmine, or whether Pasadena will go down in history as committing yet another injustice, as for perpetrating and persecuting an activist who, if anything, has simply tried to make this country live up to its ideals. So we are here today calling for justice for Jasmine. Free Jasmine Richards now. This box is almost 80,000 signatures. It's a Color of Change petition signed by people around the globe, and especially here in the United States, who are standing up and saying that we will not let this go down. All of these people, I can't even see the end of the group, right? All of these people are standing up and saying that we will not let this go down. We put too much faith in this system. Jasmine never should have been convicted. She never should have been convicted. And so what we're asking for is that they give us some semblance of hope in the system of what we're seeing is a system of injustice. We're hoping that they'll give us some semblance of hope that this can actually be a justice system by not sentencing Jasmine to jail time. She has already been convicted. That is already a travesty. And so these 80,000 folks, these hundreds and hundreds of people who are standing out with us right now, we are resolute. We are committed to fighting for freedom. Freedom for Jasmine, freedom for our people, freedom for all of us. And so we say her name, we say Jasmine Richards' name, and we remain grounded in the righteousness of what we do. We know we inherit the legacy of Black liberation struggle. We know that what we're doing is just and right. We know that Muhammad Ali wasn't celebrated until he passed, until he could no longer speak with his power. right? We know that people like Harriet Tubman, who they want to put on a bill now, we know that she wasn't celebrated. She was seen as a great threat to this country. But we know that our power comes with being willing to challenge injustice. And we are committed, we are redoubling our efforts to challenge injustice. It is wrong to kill black people. It is wrong that the state killed Kendrick McDade and Waukesha Wilson and Ezell Ford and Nephi Adegeen and Redell Jones. And we could go on until we miss the hearing. But these names stand with us. Those spirits are with us, and we summon that energy. We just want to say thank you to everybody for coming out, for all of the energy, all of the spiritual energy, all of the presence that you all provided. We definitely felt it up in the courtroom. We want to announce that the judge initially was recommending probation only. The prosecution fought that vigorously over the very able and brilliant representation provided by our attorney, Nana Jamfi, who provided the context, who talked about the political ramifications of it, the political persecution of Jasmine Abdullah, aka Jasmine Richards. The prosecution, who we should remember, works for the district attorney, Jackie Lacey, fought vigorously and tried to get Jasmine 6 months in county jail. The judge wound up saying that Jasmine is going to get 90 days in county jail with 18 days time served. So that is because of our presence. We know that if it weren't for those 80,000 signatures, and when we add in the 18 million rising signatures, we had 100,000 people in less than a week standing up for Jasmine Abdullah, recognizing.
Yes!
Yes! Patrice, you were in the courtroom when the sentencing happened. What is your impression of what happened today? Is it a victory? Is it a defeat? Is it something in between?
It's a partial victory. I want to be clear. The victory is in the people. We were able to gather almost 80,000 signatures in a week's time. We had letters from across the country. We had elected officials. We had civilians. We had all types of people show up for Jasmine Richards, and more importantly, show up for the Black Lives Matter movement. What we see is, I really believe Jasmine, if we didn't have this much political power and push, Jasmine would have received prison time. And I think what we need to see is that we are pushing the envelope. I do believe she should have been released today. I don't think she should have served any jail time. She shouldn't have been convicted in the first place.
It was interesting. The judge started out saying that she was considering probation and immediate release, but then was somehow swayed by the people.
Yeah. The prosecutor was vicious and relentless. And I think the judge was swayed by the prosecution, but I think she was also swayed by the defense. And I think we have to take that all into account. It would be politically immature of me to say that this was not a victory, but it would be naive of me to say that this is a victory. So what I believe, it's a partial victory, and that means we just have to keep fighting. I think our current political climate has allowed for a broader conversation about Black Lives Matter, and it to happen in one of the most white supremacist structures, which is a courtroom. We listen to Nana Jamfi really name why black people are fighting in this current moment. And that's powerful to sit in a courtroom and hear that. And we heard the judge, you know, acknowledge that. And I thought that that was amazing.
I first met Jasmine when you brought her with an interview that I did with you in December 2014. You saw something in her all that time ago. Today, Jasmine appeared vulnerable, but I think hopefully moved by the support she saw. What is it about Jasmine that represents something really important? Nana Jamfi talked about, her attorney talked about, seeing someone like Jasmine go through a transformation and have a purpose.
Yeah, Jasmine is of the class. She is born and raised in Pasadena. She grew up poor. She is really is an example of what it means to show up for all Black lives. She has a criminal record. She is gender nonconforming. She's queer. When we talk about who's at the center of this movement, those are the folks at the center of this movement: Black, queer, poor folks, gender nonconforming, trans folk. We're changing this place. We're changing not just our movement, we're changing the world.
That's a special report from the Pasadena, California courthouse about the sentencing of Black Lives Matter activist Jasmine Richards. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kohan.